Thank you and good morning, and welcome once again to another radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forest Hill, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our privilege to be on the air, and we just pray that God would bless you this morning as you hear the Word of God, that it might be a blessing in your life. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in Forest Hill, Missouri. And our Sunday school begins this morning at 10 o'clock with regular classes for all ages. And I know that when you come and bring your Bibles and your families, that you'll receive a blessing in our Sunday school lessons. We use the Bible as our textbook because the Bible is our guide. And I know that a lot of times people might say that that's a little bit different. Well, it may be, but it's so good just to study the Bible and see what the Word of God has to say to us. I think that's what God gave us the Bible for. He wants us to study, to show ourselves approved unto God. And this is what we do in our Sunday school and in our preaching services. So we invite you to come. And if you're interested in finding out what the Bible has to say, we invite you to come to our services. Our regular preaching service begins this morning at 11. And then tonight we have our prayer service at 4 o'clock and our evening worship service at 4:30. On Wednesday night, we have our midweek Bible study at 7 o'clock. So you're invited to come, and we trust that you will, and that the things that you hear will be a blessing to you. We've been studying concerning the seven sayings of the Savior on the cross, and we're down to lesson number 5 today, and this is concerning a word of suffering that our Savior uttered on the cross. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 19, and we'll read verse 28, 29, and verse 30. The Bible said, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the Scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. In this reading this morning, there are two sayings of Jesus. One, in verse 28, where Jesus said, I thirst, and the second we'll be covering in the next lesson, that is when Jesus said, it is finished. First of all, this morning, let's get our circumstances back in our minds. You remember, the last two Sunday mornings, we spoke about the time when Jesus actually adopted his mother into the family of John, and how that John adopted Jesus' mother as his own. And then we find that Mary, of course, was taken care of by the Apostle John all of her life. And so that's the situation. Jesus is there upon the cross. There's no one there around. And we find here that Jesus, and look in verse 28, it's an amazing thing. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, said, or that the Scripture might be fulfilled, said. And so here we find, before we ever get down to what Jesus said, we find that we have a very proof that Jesus was indeed the God-man. You see, Jesus was more than just a divine man or a humanized God. He was the God-man, two men in one. Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the Scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Jesus is the God-man. He was the one who had journeyed with man. Jesus had done things that only a man could do. Jesus was born a baby. Jesus was conceived in the womb that he himself created. Jesus was wrapped in swaddling clothes when he was born, and as a child, he increased in wisdom and stature. As a boy, Jesus asked questions when he was left behind there in Jerusalem. As a man, Jesus was wearied in body and hungered from time to time. Jesus slept, the Bible said. In the book of Mark chapter 6, the Bible said that he marveled. Then the book of John chapter 11, Jesus wept. In Mark chapter 1 and verse 35, Jesus prayed. Jesus rejoiced and he groaned and he was indeed a human being. But in all of these, Jesus is still God. He is God incarnate in the flesh. The book of Philippians chapter 2 and verse 6 through 8. The Bible says that Jesus did become flesh so that he might win those who are flesh to himself. No person will ever have the excuse, Jesus doesn't know my problems. You see, Jesus knows everything about everybody, including the way we suffer. Actually, Jesus knows our sufferings even better than we do. Jesus sees everything. Jesus sees all the circumstances around all of my sufferings and all of my rejoicings. We only see a very, very small part of the sufferings. He is God incarnate in the flesh. And when Jesus said, when Jesus knew that all things were now accomplished, he was going back through things in his mind and checking them off one by one. In spite of all the sufferings that Jesus Christ was going through on the cross of Calvary, his mind was very clear, you see. We can also, as we look at these scriptures, see the intensity of the sufferings of Christ. Oh my, let's go through the list of sufferings that Jesus had undergone in the last 24 hours. As soon as Jesus had instituted the Lord's Supper, he had left that place and gone into the Garden of Gethsemane. There he had prayed unto his Father. And there, in the middle of the night, Judas Iscariot, one of the disciples of Jesus who had gone with him in all of this ministry, Jesus had betrayed him with a kiss. Judas there had brought the band of men to take Jesus captive, and they had led Jesus away that he might be punished. Jesus was there, beaten with a scourge. He had had the crown of thorns placed upon his head. He had a mock purple robe placed on his body. He had been led across Jerusalem not once, but twice. He had undergone questioning, and both of these judges who had questioned Jesus Christ had pronounced that he was innocent, but they hadn't let him go. He had been taken up to Golgotha's hill where he had been nailed to a cross. Can you imagine the pain of having a nail driven into your hands and into your feet besides all the other beatings that he had undergone? Jesus bore all of this pain and yet never uttered a word in protest to his enemies. Then on the cross, Jesus hung there in the burning sun for 3 hours, and then through 3 hours of darkness, during which he was forsaken of his Father. And it wasn't until all of those things were over that Jesus cried, "I thirst." Oh, can we understand the intensity of the sufferings of Christ? And can we understand, as we read this, that Jesus Christ had no drink for at least these 24 hours? The Bible records that the last beverage that Jesus Christ had was when he instituted the Lord's Supper there the day before. Sometimes, you know, we get real thirsty when we work or we play for 30 minutes or an hour, but Christ had had no moisture at all for about 24 hours. God had turned His back upon His only beloved Son. Jesus was empty of strength, but only in His body. Look, Jesus' mind was as clear as it had ever been. Notice the Bible says in verse 28, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished. He was not ignorant of what was going on. Jesus' mind was clear, yet His body was racked with pain. Jesus' heart was melted in the midst of His bowels, the Bible said, but His mind was not foggy. It was not in the least disturbed by the pain. This shows the greatness of God and the strength God alone can have and give to us. Notice in the book of John 19 and verse 28, Jesus did not say, "I thirst," because He was thirsty. Oh, what a startling statement that may be to some, but read the Scriptures. I know that Jesus was thirsty. There is no doubt in my mind at all that He must have been parched by thirst. But the Bible says very clearly, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, and that the Scripture might be fulfilled, said, "I thirst." The only reason Jesus said, "I thirst," was because the Scripture said that He would say, "I thirst." Ah, the perfectness of our Savior, and how He followed His Father's will, and how He followed the prophecies in everything that He said and that He did. There was absolutely no imperfection in Him whatsoever. For He totally, completely obeyed the Scriptures, yielding Himself to the Word of God in everything at all. As Jesus was hanging on the cross, we can see Him in His mind as He goes back through all of the prophecies in the Old Testament concerning Himself. And He comes to one that is not fulfilled. And this Scripture is in the book of Psalms 69 and verse 21. And this Scripture, the Bible said, "They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink." And that's why Jesus said, "I thirst." Jesus had not been given anything to drink, and He would not have been given anything to drink. Nobody was thinking about giving Jesus Christ any comfort. And so Jesus said, "I thirst." And God took care to see that Jesus was given the right thing to drink. Isn't it amazing? The power that was displayed on the cross of Calvary when our Savior laid down His life for the sins of this world. Jesus was not without strength when He died on the cross of Calvary. He was absolutely full of power and full of glory in the Lord, because Jesus said, "I thirst," to fulfill the Scriptures. Well, we see that our time has gone away from us again. Today we do invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church, 124 South Main in Forestdale, Missouri. It is our prayer that if you're lost, that you might see the power of Jesus Christ, who shed His own precious pure blood on the cross of Calvary, that sinners like you and like me could be saved. We will continue this message next Sunday morning, the Lord willing. In the meantime, know that we'll be praying for you. Thank you now for listening.